Kim Kardashian mungkin menjadi pacar seorang superstar. Jelasnya mungkin.
Tahu Genser is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu Genser is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. The global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt, is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too.
Thank you.
living in Indonesia. It's safer and more fun. You don't have to wait that long anymore to be back. So, what are you waiting for?
Saturday sunset, we're lying on my bed with 5 hours to go. Fingers entwined, and so will our minds cry, and I don't want you to go. You wiped away tears, but not fears, and they're there still and clear. And they go. Baby, don't cry, we'll be fine. You're the one thing I swear I can't outgrow. My mother said the younger me was a pretending prodigy. Well, nothing that much has changed. Cause while you're wolfing down liquor, my soul, it gets sicker. But I'm sticking to the screenplay. Gotta say I'm okay, but answer this thing. How is it now that somehow you're a stranger? You were mine just yesterday. I pray the block in my airway dissipates, and instead deters your airplane's way. But heaven denies.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, is there what we have already promised you here now? We are going to do our dialogue this morning. It is VOI Talk with title The Importance of Free Nutritious Meals Program. And we have been connected with Chairman of Indonesian Nutrition and Food Expert Association and also Bogor Agricultural Institute or IPB University, Professor Dr. Hardin Shah. Let's greet him. Hello, Professor Hardin Shah.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, so how are you today, Prof?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your time, Professor Hardin Shah, for joining our special dialogue today. and talking about the free meals, free interest meals program of the government.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, with me, Mr. Faisal, in the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Pak Hardinsyah. Well, so according to you, why is it important to provide nutritious meals, not just food, Pak Hardinsyah?
Yeah, nutrition is very important it's not only for health, but also for the cognitive function and physical and productivity of each of the people, yeah.
Mm.
So with the better nutrient intake, better nutritional status, people will have a good physical performance,
mm-hmm.
have a good cognitive performance and mental performance, and also have a better health. So it is a prerequisite if we would like to have a future better generation in Indonesia.
Okay. So, Pak Hardinsyah, IPB University is also believed to succeed the free meal programs. So, what is the progress according to you, Pak Hardinsyah?
Yeah, as long as I know from several information
mm-hmm.
that the progress is getting better, yeah. From the beginning of the January 2025, and the IPB University involved in starting developing a model
mm-hmm.
for the nutritious meal program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is the IPB University also hold such I can say an observation, Pak Hardinsyah, maybe around Bogor and even another province, Pak Hardinsyah?
I have no time yet to the other area, but
mm-hmm.
at least last week I went to Satuan Pelayanan Pemenuhan Gizi, SPPG, that means the food service unit
mm-hmm.
that provide about 3,000 meals a day in Bogor City, especially in the Tanah Sareal.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it's very good SPPG, Satuan Pelayanan Pemenuhan Gizi,
mm-hmm.
and I discussed also with the manager, and everything running well there.
Mm-hmm. So, Pak Hardinsyah, how to indicate that, based on maybe your analysis or observation, that the meal is nutritious, Pak Hardinsyah?
Yeah, the characteristic of nutritious
mm-hmm.
meal, first, simply we can show from the variety of the food there.
Mm-hmm.
If the variety of food fulfill the staple food, the dish or a protein source food,
mm-hmm.
and a fruit, vegetable, yeah. and drink, that fulfill all variety of food. This reflects the quality of the food. The second one, we have to also to watch, to look the quantity, yeah,
mm-hmm.
whether or not the quantity is fulfilled about one third of the nutrient requirement of the target beneficiaries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you mean, Pak Hardinsyah, it's also important, yeah, to know about, I can say, the difference of quantity, for especially for elementary school students and also even for junior high school students when and even senior high school students, yeah, they also have such these free nutritious programs. So is it indicated that they also have a difference nutritions, Pak Hardinsyah?
Yeah, the requirement, the nutrient requirement
mm-hmm.
for male and female and for different age group actually different. But simply as Ministry of Health suggests, we can categorize
mm-hmm.
the age group of the children, for instance, from 7 to 12 years old, and then from 13 to 17 years old. So it can be aggregated. in terms of the age group, that reflects the difference. So the quantity that we serve to the young primary school children should be different to the senior high school student, for instance.
Mm-hmm. So
because the requirement are slightly different.
Yes. Pak Harbisa, this also such, I mean, does it also have such, difference, quantity? I mean, Pak Harbisa, if we say such, you know, when you try to, observe maybe in one province and also into another province, when you say like, here maybe it is in Java Island and even in Sumatra Island.
No, I mean, usually the difference is about the type of the food and the way to process of the food, yeah?
Yes.
For instance, in Papua, maybe they consume also tubers as a staple food, and they consume in the coastal area of Papua, maybe fish, but in the hilly area, it's difficult to find fish. They consume maybe egg or chicken, for instance. Yeah, in Java, mostly we consume rice. So children, school children also like rice. Yeah, so a staple food, rice. But for the protein sources in Java, it's so varies. Yeah, it can be egg, can be tofu, tempeh. It can be also meat. It can be also milk, chicken, or something like that.
Okay. Okay, Pak Hirasha, so we are going to continue our dialogue after this song.
Yes. So, hello? What is the question?
Di samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Tempat saya dulu yang aman buat ini, buat duduk. enggak.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, now,
imagine dulu
Prof. Hardinsyah, we have also been connected with
sandaranya yang dimajuin, jadi harus berhenti.
Member of Commission 9 of the House of Representatives, Ibu Kurniasi Mufidayati. Bu Kurniasi, how are you today, Bu? Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you too, Bu Kurniasi.
Wait, I will prepare just a minute ya.
Okay, okay.
Position ya, because it's still in the car.
Okay. Bu Kurniasi, we have also another guest with Professor Hardinsyah as Chairman of Indonesian Nutrition and Food Expert Association. Okay. So, Bu Kurniasi, so how actually, how do you see free meals program now, Bu Kurniasi?
I forget to open, mute.
Yes,
yes,
okay.
The free nutrition meal program has been running since January 2025, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a new program in this period. This is the priority program from Mr. Prabowo Subianto, our president, of course. And this is very, very important to our students in Indonesia, because our president want to improve the quality of mm-hmm. our students and our nutrition for all students in Indonesia. This is also to decrease the stunting numbers ya in mm-hmm. Indonesia. I think it's very, very good programs and very, very appreciate for President Prabowo because he make this program after we how we said ya because in the other countries this program has been long time ago, yeah. But Indonesia still just started that now.
So, Bu Kurniasi, so far, how do you see the impact of this program on communities, Bu Kurniasi?
Yeah, this program has multi-layered effects, yeah. Not mm-hmm. only in terms of good nutrition, but also the growth of economy in grassroots. Local resources such as agriculture and livestock products local mm-hmm. will be used in this program. This program also hopefully will encourage economic revival rural, yeah, because we have so many products, local products from many rurals in our country.
Okay, now let's turn to Pak Hardinsyah. Prof, do you see about the challenges so far in ensuring that food assistance is both healthy and also affordable for communities?
Yeah, the challenge, I think, mm-hmm. First, how the manager of each of the food service unit, the mm-hmm. SPPG, could constantly and continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food without depend on the local food availability mm-hmm. the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local mm-hmm. Fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more fruit locally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit,
mm-hmm.
Including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety stage, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
Okay, so let's turn to Bu Kurniasi. Bu, like what has been said by Pak Hardinsyah, we have also know about the challenge such as sanitation and also even the kitchen, yeah, the full safety of the nutrition food. So how do you see, Bu Kurniasi?
Yes, of course, because this program is the new programs, national programs in Indonesia. I think it must be developed month by month, and it will be implemented by month. Yeah, in 1 month we will have about 1,000 units. Yeah, for serving the meals, nutrition meals for students. And the challenges, of course, must be faced and must be solved. Yeah, must be solved. And I think the National Nutrition Foundation has prepared a comprehensive ecosystem to make this program success. They have created already a good ecosystem that has been presented in our Commission 9. So I trust that BGN or National Nutrition Foundation can be success to make this program success in Indonesia. But of course, because this is the new program, it will be implemented in many stages, adding points every month with a target of 4,000-5,000 points or units in July.
Okay. So, Pak Hardinsyah, you said also, like you said before about the safety and also the about sanitation and even the kitchen. So, how can we? I mean, observe. Yeah, I mean, how about the duration of things here about the observing of the sanitation or kitchen?
Could you repeat again? I couldn't catch your question. Could you repeat again?
Yes. Hardinsyah, we also know that about the safety of the sanitation and even the kitchen, that we also have to make sure that it is really clear and I can say free from something like the worst
hygiene
things.
And sanitized.
So how do you see, Hardinsyah?
Yeah, first in my visiting to SPPG, the food service unit, the environment, the sanitation of the kitchen is very good, yeah, and it apply the procedure how to maintain the hygiene and sanitation in the kitchen and surrounding the kitchen, even also in the car when distributed the food to the school, yeah. And I saw also the people working there quite hygiene and maintain the well sanitation surrounding that.
So, Pak Hardinsyah, IPB University is also believed by the government to succeed the free meal program. Actually, does IPB also have special team, Pak Hardinsyah, I mean, to observe about this program in many provinces?
We haven't have a chance that to monitor to several area in Indonesia. IPB University just started a building a kind of national model with the two-stage building, and also the place for the R&D will be done in the new future. And also as a center of excellence for the NBG or free nutritious meal program.
Okay. So let's turn to Bu Kurniasi. Bu, we see that IPB is also involved by the government to see directly about the process or the program of this free nutritious meal. So does the House of Representatives also encourage the government so that the government also involve many universities in Indonesia engaging about or monitoring this free nutritious program, Bu Kurniasi?
Yes, yes. This program involves many stakeholders, yeah, to monitor and to participate in this program. This program involves many ministry and universities, yeah, to resolve many challenges and obstacles we face, yeah, in this implementation. Because this is the new program, so it must be many challenges we will found. So let's make a collaboration, good collaboration to success this program. Our commission, Commission 9, always support the budget. Yeah, this is the biggest budget, you know. Yes, 70 trillion. Yeah, my God, is very, very big budget. So we must consider, and we also visit many SPPG in many province. Yeah, I have visit in Aceh, and then in East Java. Also in Jakarta we have also visited that, yeah. So many universities can participate, can collaborate, engage in this program, I think.
So Bu Kurniasi, during the program that has been done by the government, like you said before, talking about all stakeholders, yeah, are involved at this program, Bu Kurniasi. So how does the house, yeah, such give appreciation also for, especially for I can say here like some expert here in monitoring about the program, and even for the 3 months ahead, Bu Kurniasi?
Yes, because this program will be implemented in many stages. In every month, we will have a meeting to monitor and to supervise this implementation of this program. According to the report that we have received, that until now, until the last January, I will see. In January, we have 937 units, and then for this February, we will have 1,000 units, and the next 4 months will be improved in 2,000, and the last in July we will have 5,000. So we will monitor and supervise month by month, not only month by month. In this month, we have 3 times meeting with BGN.
Okay. Now let's turn to Pak Hardinsyah. Yeah. Pak, do you see any planning during this research, maybe for a few months ahead?
Yeah, we plan to make a model of the what we call that baseline data, because once upon the time we would like to understand to know whether or not this success to achieve about the better cognitive function, better health, better nutritional status. So we try in model to make in Bogor a small model on collecting baseline data. Hopefully from this learning process we can come up with a protocol for the future baseline data survey as a basis in the future evaluation of the nutritious meal program.
Okay, so does IPB University also need such collaboration with another university, Pak Hardinsyah?
Yeah, it was in the pipeline that after setting in Bogor, and then we will work together with other universities in Indonesia, in each of the province. Yeah.
Okay, so let's turn to Bu Kurniasi. Bu Kurniasi, we know that next month, yeah, maybe it will be a holy month of Ramadan. So, yeah. Do you think that this program should stop for a while or still continue?
Yeah, this program will stop for Muslim, and we will have the next meeting in next week. We will talk about how about the implementation of this program in Ramadan. Of course, it will be closed because mostly all of students will have will fasting. will be fasting in fasting situation. So it will be stopped, I think. But we still talk with BGN how about implementation this program in Ramadan. So we also invite all of citizens, all of schools, all of universities to participate to success this program, and also monitor, supervise this program so we can improve day by day and to find out the best format or models to implement further.
Okay. Bu Kurniasi, what is interesting here is that, like you said earlier, many countries have already done about free meals program, and now Indonesia is holding the program. So actually, what can be learned, from many countries, especially for Indonesian government, Bu Kurniasi?
Yeah, we are a little late for implement this program, I think, because developed countries implement this program earlier from us, and we can have a benchmark from another country, such as in Europe. We can see that many countries has already implemented this program very good, but the situation in each country are very different. We have target very big, different from the other countries. We have 80 million target to this program. So I think we can we can learn the models from another countries, for other countries, but we must analyze and make a deep research, to find the best models to implement this program for many students in our country, also a mother, because this program also to pregnant mother,
Okay, now let's turn to Pak Hardinsyah. Prof, should we also learn from other countries, in holding or conducting this free meals program?
Yeah, I think what we did in Indonesia is already based on several case study and programs in other countries, both from developed and developing countries.
Yes.
And if we compare from to Japan, for instance, that Japan is already nearly 80 years old, placed this program.
Mm-hmm.
Japan had a kind of undang-undang, or act related to this. It's not impressed like us. So in the new future, I think it need to be strengthened. The internal policy is need to be strengthened to the level of the act, undang-undang, not only as a presidential degree, because the level of the policy, if it is in the based on the presidential degree, is lower. We don't know exactly will be continue or not later on, whoever the president. So it's better put it into undang-undang later on.
Okay. So do you think that it is really need a support? Yeah. Sorry, what IPB University done, also monitoring, and also the activity for this program. Do you also need such special support, maybe from the House of Representatives, Pak Harlisa?
Yes, sure. Because we got a fund. Should be the fund is from the agreement of the government, central government, and House of Representatives. Yeah, we got also fund from the one of the United Nations agency here, UNICEF. So UNICEF in collaboration with Bappenas, the government of Indonesia, partly fund from should be from the agreement of the House of Representatives. Yeah.
Okay. So now it's last question for Bu Kurniasi, also Pak Hardinsa. So Bu Kurniasi, so what is your expectation for this program that has been done by the government of Indonesia?
Pardon, I can hear.
Maybe you have any such expectation for Indonesian government in conducting this free meals program?
Yes, I think it's very good from Mr. I forgot who.
Hardin.
To make a regulation, yeah, Pak. Agreed. Very good, very good. Yeah, not only in press regulation, yeah. Not only in policy, in press. It's not rather strong, yeah. So I think I support to make a regulation stronger, regulation, yeah, to start this program. Maybe law will be made in parliament, yeah. And we also hope that invite all of university to success this program. All students, all schools, and also the citizens to involve in monitoring and also supervising this program.
Hmm.
This program is very good. Then this is the first time in Indonesia, so we must collaborate and we must participate to success this program.
Now it's your time, Pak Hamirsa. Your expectation?
Yeah, I hope that Ibu Sri, when we put more fund budget for this nutritious meal program, please the budget for the education, especially basic primary education, for the basic health services.
Yes.
Please don't cut that budget for the basic health services and basic education.
Okay.
Include the higher education, yeah.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
If you cut the budget for the education, and then we have a good body size, good nutrition, but difficult to be the productive people later on. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. We will support in regulation, also in proper budget. Exactly, inshallah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. You are welcome.
All right. Thank you very much for Pak Harinsa, also Bu Kurniasi, for your time and attention to join our special dialogue today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, listener, that's all for today's discussion on the free meals program in Indonesia, and we hope that this has shown how these efforts help not only with hunger but also by building healthier communities. See you next time and with our interesting topic.
Tears and not tears under the still and clear.
though. You said, baby, don't cry, we'll be fine. You're the one thing I swear I can't outgrow. My mother said the younger me was a pretending prodigy. Well, nothing that much has changed. 'Cause while you're wolfing down liquor, my soul, it gets sicker. But I'm sticking to the screenplay. Gotta say I'm okay, but answer this fake. How is it now that somehow you're a stranger? You were mine just yesterday. I pray the block in my airway dissipates and instead deters your airplane's way. But heaven denies
Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudy Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudy collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudy on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the newsline. Head of the National Cyber and Encryption Agency, Nugroho Sutrisno Budi, on Wednesday said that President Prabowo Subianto has given him several tasks, including protecting personal and confidential data. He informed that the President's directions also concern Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025 on National Integrated Socio-Economic Data. Budi, who is a retired Lieutenant General of the Indonesian Army, was inducted at the BSN head by President Prabowo, along with a number of heads and deputy heads of agencies at the State Palace on Wednesday. In line with its diplomatic policy, Indonesia is treading the middle ground in the global artificial intelligence race marked by the booming growth of artificial intelligence technology such as the United States, OpenAI, and China's DeepSeek. This was stated by Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid during an event held at the Information and Communication Technology Training and Development Center, Cikarang, West Java, on Wednesday. That's the newsline.
I wanna love you, girl.
Untuk diriku, kau mengubah hidupku.